Your North Iowa news continues on KCHA. A North Iowa man recently sentenced to a dozen years in prison on a federal child pornography charge has now been sentenced to 5 years in state prison on a child sexual abuse charge. 46-year-old Cleon Mitchell Jr. of Mason City was charged last November with one count of second-degree sexual abuse, a Class B felony, punishable by up to 25 years in prison. A criminal complaint stated that Mitchell was accused of committing sexual abuse of a child under the age of 13 between January 2023 and July of last year. As part of a plea agreement, Mitchell filed an Alford plea to one count of lascivious acts with a child, a Class D felony. With an Alford plea, a person does not admit guilt, but acknowledges there's enough evidence for a likely conviction at trial. As part of the plea agreement, prosecutors recommended a 5-year prison sentence with any term consecutive to any federal prosecution. Sierra Gordo County District Court Judge Deidre Schroeder agreed with that recommendation and Monday sentenced Mitchell accordingly. Last week, Mitchell was sentenced in U.S. federal court in Sioux City to 12 years in federal prison after he pleaded guilty to possession of child pornography. A North Iowa man will serve up to a half century in prison after his conviction on multiple counts of sexual abuse. In July, 28-year-old Benjamin Green of Hampton was convicted of 3 counts of second-degree sexual abuse by a Worth County jury, where the trial was being held after a change of venue request to move it out of Franklin County. Green was accused of sexually abusing 3 children while he worked at the Hampton Community Christian Daycare between 2014 and 2017. Green was charged in May of 2023 after investigation into the matter. Worth County District Court Judge Greg Rosenblatt recently sentenced Green to 25 years in prison on each charge, with 2 of the 3 sentences running at the same time for a total of 50 years in prison. Trial has been delayed for a North Iowa woman accused of using derogatory names and directing abusive epithets towards a female victim. The Mitchell County Sheriff's Office arrested 34-year-old Ashley Bartles of Riceville on April 4th after she allegedly made offensive remarks to the woman and a group of her friends. The victim also claims Bartles pushed her and made death threats. MCSO later located Bartles at the American in Osage, where she allegedly admitted to contacting the victim and her friends, calling them derogatory names, and directing abusive epithets about their sexuality and gender. She was also found to be in possession of marijuana and THC gummies. According to the criminal complaints, MCSO also alleges Bartles resisted arrest and had to be tackled to the ground to get her into handcuffs. In May, Bartles pleaded not guilty to 4 counts of first-degree harassment and 1 count of possession of marijuana, all aggravated misdemeanors. Her trial date was scheduled for September 24th in Mitchell County District Court. However, her motion for a continuance was granted on Tuesday, and her trial has been reset for November 5th. Court records show that in December 2019, Bartles was convicted for assaulting a Howard County Sheriff's deputy, including spitting on him and threatening to shoot him in the head. In December 2021, she was convicted for threatening a female co-worker at an Osage bar and then preventing the victim from calling 911. A Central Iowa man and woman are both facing charges following their arrests in and near Charles City. A traffic stop by the Charles City Police Department about 2:30 Monday afternoon in the 800 block of 11th Street led to the arrest of 28-year-old Adrian Castanon Cepeda of Tama for driving while barred, an aggravated misdemeanor. He was also cited for driving with a denied, suspended, canceled, or revoked license and failure to provide proof of insurance. About the same time, Floyd County Sheriff's Office arrested 26-year-old Andrea Murillo, also of Tama, for allegedly assaulting Castanon Cepeda. She's been charged with domestic abuse assault causing injury or mental illness, a serious misdemeanor. According to the criminal complaint, Murillo is accused of attacking Castanon Cepeda while he was driving by reaching around and grabbing him by his face, causing scratches to his face. She also allegedly bit his finger. The Charles City School District is gearing up for homecoming next week. During Monday night's Charles City School Board meeting, Activities Director Dana Sullivan recognized the homecoming queen and king candidates.
Congratulations to them. Jocelyn Borman, Maya Ekinmuth, Ella Ruska, Evelyn Mayhew, Addison Vance, Sawyer Hansen, Quinn McCarty, Holden McEnroy, Jesus Villagomez, and Victor Ward.
Sullivan says the theme for this year's homecoming is Paint It Black, with a public pep rally at 1:30 on Friday afternoon, September 19th at the Comet Gym in the middle school, followed by the parade through downtown Charles City. That night, the Comets will play Waterloo East in the homecoming football game, kicking off at 7:30. Tomorrow evening on Fab Oldies, 1580 AM and 103.3 FM KCHA, it's Charles City Volleyball. Comets competing in a triangular at Mason City. They will play matches at 5 and 6 o'clock. Friday night on Fab Oldies KCHA, it's Charles City Football hosting Denver. Pre-game coverage starts at 6:45 with a Radio Iowa scouting report. Comets pregame at 7 and the kickoff at 7:30. And Friday night on 95.9 KCHA, Nashville Plainfield football hosting Central Springs. Both teams 2-0. Pre-game coverage at 6:30 with a Radio Iowa scouting report. Huskies pregame show at 6:45 and kickoff at 7. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa news on KCHA. Also available online at kchanews.com.